They've made three or four changes almost in every single game. I suppose I thought they played quite well against Tipperary. It was just with 10 minutes to go, Tipperary had that little bit more experience than them. But again, maybe didn't play as well in the last two games, but they're difficult games to play in, with the greatest respect to Offaly and to Wexford. I think they're back to where they were now for the first round of the Championship against Tipperary, going to Clare Waterford. They know that they're playing probably the third best team in the country the last couple of years after Tip and Kilkenny. So they know there's a massive challenge. And I think they're probably picking players on form, and they've come up with what they see, that they see is the best 15 for Sunday.
Yeah, obviously it's a bit of a step up, but from what you saw in that game against Tipperary, did you see enough there to convince you that Cork can have a right crack at Waterford and maybe even beat them?
Yeah. To be honest, I think they probably have the better hurlers. I think Waterford have certainly a much more stable team. They're very, very settled up the centre. Waterford and Liam Lawler and Michael Walsh, Seamus Prendergast and Shane Walsh, Cork don't seem to have that settled look about there, put themselves up the centre. But, you know, that's probably got to do with Jimmy's first year in charge. He's trying to put his own stamp on things. But that would be the only concern you have. But I would think overall that Cork probably have the better hurlers and are well capable of the step up. I thought they were comfortable at the tempo that Tip threw at them in the first round of the Championship. It's just that little bit of experience, as I said, that kind of caught them in the last couple of minutes of the game.
Yeah, I suppose there's been a bit of criticism of the Cork defence in the qualifiers. They've let up kind of big scores, I suppose, against teams like Wexford and Offaly, with no disrespect to them, and maybe the scores were a little high. Brian Murphy was talking during the week, and he said they've got to defend as a team. The 15 men have to be a defence as well. Did you see maybe a lack of that, and is that maybe where you could pinpoint the problems defensively for Cork so far this year?
Well, I think that I suppose defence is all about teamwork. It's very, very difficult for an individual. You know, an individual can mark an individual corner forward. It's very difficult to defend as a unit unless everyone is defending properly. And so you start with your corner forward and you walk your way back from there. But just taking the backs in isolation, then you need to keep the space down and then keep the space tight. On Sunday, if there's 30 or 40 yards in front of the full back line, then there's very little a full back line can do. Yeah. Whether you've got pace in there or not, and Cork seem to have a lot of pace in there on Sunday, but it doesn't really make a difference if there's a lot of room there. So there's a lot of experience in Cork's half back line. So you expect Sean Ogan and Tom Kinney just to throw that space down between the two lines. And again, as I said, the work rate has to be high out the field to prevent the quality ball going into Cork for back line.
Yeah, I saw a good stat there during the week that I think in the last 10 meetings between Cork and Waterford, the average winning margin has been just 2 points. Would you expect another close one on Sunday?
I would, absolutely. I think that Waterford certainly don't fear Cork, and Cork don't fear Waterford. I think it's probably historically Cork and Tip have been the two teams that have come, you know, head-to-head. But in the last 5 or 6 years, Cork and Waterford have been really been the games of the Munster Championship. You know, there've been some classic encounters over the last 10 years. But you know, as I said, I think the Cork probably have the better hurlers, but I think Waterford have a very settled look. But overall, I think it'll probably come down to a couple of individual battles. There's a couple of intriguing ones there between Owen Cadigan and Seamus Prendergast, probably John Milan and Brian Murphy, and Kian McCarthy and Brian Walsh is obviously a huge one as well.
If you go for one of the sides, who do you think is going to do it?
I think Cork have the edge. I think they probably have a little bit more on their bench. I think they've got 4 or 5 subs that they can bring on, like, you know, Colin Lockton, Lachlan McLaughlin, Darren Sweetman. I think they can be their game-changing players. And I think if it's in the melting pot with 10 minutes to go, I think Cork has the players on the bench to come on and maybe change the game and win it for Cork.